This is the Composer's Datebook for October 18th. I'm John Zeck. Two very fine American symphonies had their premier performances today. In 1943, the British conductor Sir Thomas Beecham led the Seattle Symphony in the premiere of the Symphony No. 1 by a 30-year-old composer named Jerome Moras. As Moras once said, a composer must reflect his landscape, and mine is the landscape of America. I don't do it consciously, it is simply the only way I can write. The new symphony was well received, but subsequent performances have been rare events. These days, Moras is better known for his film and TV work. His 1958 score for The Big Country was nominated for an Academy Award, and he also wrote the music for the popular TV Western series, Wagon Train. 3 years after the Seattle premiere of the Moras First Symphony, Aaron Copland's Third Symphony had its premiere on the opposite coast. Serge Koussevitzky conducted the Boston Symphony in the 1946 premiere of Copland's score, which includes as one of its themes Copland's enormously popular Fanfare for the Common Man, a work the Cincinnati Symphony had premiered 3 years earlier. Critics may prefer Copland's more adventurous first two symphonies, but the third has proven the clear choice of audiences and orchestras over the years. For more information, you can check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.